Hey, everybody, it's me, Tom Booker, and this is the Good Morning I Love You show with Tom Booker, your daily dose of positive stuff that helps you start your day off right. It's Friday, dear listeners, and if you're a regular listener of the Good Morning I Love You show podcast, then you know that it's Phone a Friend Friday. That's where I phone a friend and ask them a few questions and chit-chat a bit. And we're going to have a Good Morning I Love You show podcast first this morning. Even though this will be our third Phone a Friend Friday episode, this will be the first time that we actually use a phone to phone our friend. Both of the other Phone a Friend Friday guests were in the studio, which also doubles as my home office. But before we go to the phone, I have something that I want to tell you, and that's Good Morning, I Love You. Okay, like I said, it's Phone a Friend Friday, and the friend that we're calling today is none other than my big sister, Colonel Marcia Walker. Let's head to the phone.
Hey, Marcia.
Hey, Tom.
Before we begin, do you have anything you'd like to say to the listeners of the Good Morning I Love You show podcast?
Yes, I would. I would like to say good morning. I love you.
Marcia, thank you for being on the Phone a Friend Friday edition of the Good Morning I Love You show podcast. What's going to happen on this Phone a Friend Friday is I'm going to ask you a few questions and you're going to answer them. And that's about it. Does that sound okay?
That sounds okay. Thanks for asking your favorite sister to be on the podcast.
You are indeed my favorite sister. Okay, here is your first question. What are some things that make you happy?
Some things that make me happy are being with my family and friends and just being able to spend time with others. One of the things I really like to do is run. I combine that with being social with my friends. And also, I like to be able to give back to others by volunteering or helping them.
Yeah, you do a lot of that. Who do you volunteer with?
Right now, I volunteer on Tinker Air Force Base at the thrift shop, and we raise money for scholarships and other things just to support the military families. And I'm a substitute teacher about one day a week. I get paid a little bit, but I really consider that more volunteering. And then just what other different things I can do.
Here's your next question, Marcia. What are some of the things you do when you're feeling down and need a little pick-me-up?
I will go outside and either go for a walk or go for a run. I might call someone or text them and see if they want to go do something together and not just sit and be grumpy. Just get up and do something and get in a better mood.
So you don't like to sit around and be grumpy?
I do not. My husband might argue with that, but I really don't.
I don't think I've ever seen you grumpy. Not since your teenage years.
No, it's pretty hard. I know when I was teaching high school, my students knew they had really pushed me too far when I would get upset. It took a lot for them to get me to that point.
They knew it was time to leave Colonel Walker alone.
That was correct. They knew they had gone too far at that time.
All right, Marcia, your last question on this Phone a Friend Friday is, if you could put something on a billboard and put that billboard anywhere in the world, what would you put on that billboard and where would you put it?
I know what I would put on it. It would be kind. Mm-hmm. And I just think it would be kind of just random places. Don't over billboard places, but just a reminder to be kind to others, even if you disagree with them. And be kind to others because you don't know what they are struggling and going through in their life that day.
All right. So a bunch of billboards that say be kind.
Yes.
We can make that happen. All right, Marcia, thanks. Now, as the guest on Phone a Friend Friday, you get to choose our quote for the day. Did you come up with a quote?
I did come up with a quote. This is something that I saw on a poster. It is, people don't always say, I love you. Sometimes it sounds like, be safe. Did you eat? Call me when you get home. I made you this. Or as our dad used to say, be careful.
Wow. That's great, Marcia. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for being on the show. Wait, you're not done yet.
Uh-oh.
Not done. There you have it, dear listeners. My sister and I hope that this helps you go out there and have a great day. But before we go, my sister has something that she'd like to say to you, and that's...
Good morning. I love you.
Great job, Marcia.
Thank you.
I guess this means I have to have Jack on next week.
You better, yeah.
All right.
If you need anything else, just let me know.
You got it. All right.
Okay,
love you.
Thanks. Love you. Bye.
Bye.